Well, the Academic Foundation has been supporting Sherrard teachers probably since about 2010 and has established this foundation with the opportunities for teachers to apply for $500 classroom grants. And they've done this, you know, like I said, for about 9 years now. Last year, they provided 30 teachers with about $9,500 in grant money. And the year before that, they reached 31 teachers, and it was a value of $10,500 in total. So teachers can apply for things that they might not necessarily have access to. Maybe they want to try a new project or a new program, and they just don't have the funds, or they need different materials, and they get their building principals approval on the grant form. They send it to us, and then we go through them, and we pick some that we think that will reach the most amount of students. It's really what we're looking for, which grants will work with the most amount of students and enhance their educational experience.
You're a teacher by profession, not within the Sherrard School District. So you tell our listening audience, how important are grants like these for the classroom?
Oh, I can't even imagine having this opportunity for my own classroom. I mean, it's just to be able to try something new or to implement something in your classroom and not have to think, well, I can't do that because I don't have the funds. Maybe it's something on a larger scale or a larger monetary expense. To not have to worry about that would just be an amazing opportunity. It just opens so many doors to what you can extend activity-wise into your classroom.
And then is there a clearinghouse or a website in terms of where teachers can get information on applying for these classroom grants?
Yes. Actually, all buildings received the grant application on September 16th. So there are copies in each of their buildings. But they can also go to the SherrardFoundation.org website, and under grants and scholarships, they can also print off a scholarship form there to be submitted. And again, they have to take it to their building principal for final approval, and then we receive it from them. But it also has all the due dates and everything like that, and all more details about what is, you know, kind of how the whole program works.